Now, here are some dishonorable mentions. I didn't have time to check into these because I really don't know. And I don't want to waste my time even studying this stuff. Warcraft. Counter-Strike has 600,000 users. League of Legends has 81 million users. Fortnite Battle Royale, which has 4 million concurrent players. And by the way, some of these video games, you can actually play with different people from all around the world. I mean, I just heard a story on the news of a guy who's been like playing Call of Duty with some other guy, and this guy's like 50 years old, and they finally met for the first time. And when they met, guess what? They like hugged. They're like taking pictures. That's stupid.
Right.
What in the world? Are you serious? You know, I come here to Steadfast Jacksonville. I met Brother Alberto, but you know what? I'm friends with him because he's a soul winner. Amen. He's doing something for the Lord. You know, it's not like we know each other because we're playing video games. Like, thanks for helping me get level 5, brother. You the man. You know? And it's just like, that's stupid. But you know, there's people like that. That's their life. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Gamers in light of the Bible. You know, it's a joke, and that's exactly what it is, but it's also just sinful. Okay? And it's a very popular trend now. I'm telling you, you go on YouTube, the most popular YouTube guys, many of them are actually in Hispanic countries like Mexico. These guys have like 70 million subscribers. Just people, dumb sheep following these people by the droves. Yep. And all you, look, what's, I don't even know what's worse, playing a video game or being the one who's actually watching them play. Because you're clicking on YouTube looking for this guy, and you're just like, thumbs up, you know. I mean, what in the world? Who's dumber? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 12 says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any, the Bible says. So what does that mean? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. Bible's telling us here that all things are lawful for us, but not all things are expedient. And he's saying, I'm not going to be brought under the power of any.